Welcome, welcome to the Lance Wallnau Show. Once again today, it's my joy to be with you and to say that regardless of what you think is happening in the world around you, God is doing amazing things. You know, I'm watching these news cycles with such fascination. They are hitting, let's just talk about Trump right now, because I feel like talking about him. They're hitting him from every angle. Now they've got him in New York with a judge whose daughter makes money. Get this. She makes a living for Democrats raising funds with images of Trump behind bars. That's the judge's daughter. What does it tell you? It tells you that the left is so desperate to try to damage Trump that they're about to disconnect from the average American and the mask is getting pulled off. And what we need is more positive truth tellers, because I think God's doing the job of exposing the negative that's out there. I've got a very special guest who is able to share with us the journey. And I'm hoping I can get some questions in here that are going to be the kind of questions you would love to ask. With my special guest, would you please welcome Joni Lamb. Joni?
Hey there.
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
Now, are you over in the Daystar Studios right now?
I am. I'm right on the Joni Table Talk set where I ask you questions, and now you're asking me questions.
it's a delightful turn of events. By the way,
yes, it is.
I am excited to say this. You know, Joni's Table Talk has received 10 Telly Awards, 3 Lone Star Emmy Awards, 5 Daytime Emmy nominations, and you're also on what secular channels is that on right now?
We're on A&E in the morning. We're on FYI Monday through Friday in the morning. We're on about 15 of the top CBS markets on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. And you just have to check your local listings. But in the bigger markets, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, New York, Washington, D.C., you know. And yeah, it's been amazing, Lance, the supernatural doors that God has opened. They're just really thankful and grateful for the opportunity to share the love of God with people.
Now, most people know that you and Marcus Lamb founded and launched the network that reaches over 110 million houses. That's just in the United States alone, but that's the Daystar Television Network. And we also have all tracked with Marcus passing away. And here you were basically working with him, and every time I work with him, he looked like he was driving the chariot and you were alongside to kind of help the bumps along the way. Then suddenly you're in this role you've got. I haven't read your book yet. It just came out, but that must have been, of course, it's called Through the Storm. That is a major storm, isn't it? I mean, when suddenly you inherit, you wake up one morning, you got to deal with all of that, and then you've got to run things. How did you do that? And now that we look back on it, I mean, what's your thought?
That's actually why I wrote the book, because there was such a public outcry of people saying, you know, they watched Marcus and Joni for years. I mean, we've been in Christian television for 37 years and built the Daystar Television Network, which not only in America, but goes around the world. Lance, you know that, in every country. And Marcus graduated and it was a shock. I mean, because I never dreamed in a million years that he would finish his race when he did, but he did. And he had left instructions that in the event of his homegoing, you know, that I would run Daystar, but I never really thought that would happen, because I already do so much at Daystar. You know that I'm over the music and production and do Joni Table Talk and co-hosted with him on Ministry Now. So, it was a lot of responsibility, but you know what? I think that as I look back, I can see how, you know, God was preparing me all these years. And even though I never thought I would be in this position, when he passed, I knew that I needed to keep getting up every morning and continue to do what God had called me to do. And I talk about in the book that, it was the greatest storm I ever went through, because, Lance, you can't imagine. You love your beautiful wife, but you can't imagine losing a spouse, because it's like half of your heart goes. I mean, literally, it's like your heart is cut in two and you only have half a heart. And you think, can God heal that? Can he put it back together? But actually getting up every day and continuing to do the shows, continuing to lead at Daystar, I think was part of the healing process for me. And it doesn't really make sense in the natural, but actually when you give out in the middle of pain or grief or sorrow, that what comes back is joy and love and just the ability to get up every morning. That's what I did. I mean, it wasn't an overnight process, but I just got up every day. And that's really what I encourage people about. You know, we're all going to have storms. I talk about some of the major storms that have taken place in my life, things I've never talked about before. I want to tell the story because guess what, Lance? The world has a narrative out there that isn't true. And so I wanted to share what happened to Marcus in the hospital, all the events that took place. I wanted to tell about his passing. I told about some of the early storms that we had in Christian television. Then I tell about how God started putting my heart back together again and what he's done since. And it's just been amazing. I'm sure that Marcus Lamb is working on our behalf from the other side. I really believe that. And I don't want to hear anybody say, well, theologically, I don't know if you're correct. It's okay. No, you can believe what you want to believe. I believe that great cloud of witnesses is having an impact greater than we can imagine.
I believe it. And every now and then I have a Kim Clement dream because we were so close and he gets into my dream life. And it's like, what are you doing in my dream life, man? But it's like, what's weird is it's like we're both alive. Like he wasn't dead. Like it's you're in a different realm. We already have the gift of eternal life. We're just stuck in a mortal body. Yeah. You already have eternal life if you're a Christian. So every now and then I have dreams with these people that have gone, and it's as though they're here. And it's like, well, that's probably truer than when I wake up, what I'm thinking. So let me ask you a question. I read something here, and I hate to say this, but either you wrote it or somebody really smart gave you some great advertising here, because here's what they put in front of me. Your book isn't going to be your typical, you know, book that is, you know, just the highlights of positive experiences. We're talking personal betrayal, lies, false accusations, public humiliation, and ridiculous lawsuits. Now, I guarantee something. The moment I say that, as potentially provocative as that line is, everybody in my audience just leaned in, because they live in a world that's loaded with betrayal and lies, embarrassments, and potential litigation. I want my people to know you can get the whole story at lancewalnut.com/Joni. My team is holding it up because they're reminding me I'm forgetting to do this. You can get this book. It's a brand new book that's out. But can you pick one of those categories? When we talk about like false accusations, and in Christian ministry, we live in a different kind of world than people think. I did want to ask you that also. It's like, where is the pain and the warfare in a media ministry? Where does that show up? Everybody wishes they were you. What do they need to know?
Well, this is a 37, 38 year journey. So if anybody who says, I want to do what you do, I was like, okay, well, let's go back to the beginning and let's walk through all the different things that we went through. You know, we can go to the Word of God, and it says that Satan is the prince and power of the air. So it makes sense that if you're called into the airwaves, that the enemy isn't sitting there going, good job, Joni, awesome, telling people about Jesus, that's great, or telling them truths that are being censored, or all the things that we do, and you're not unfamiliar with what I'm talking about. But yeah, some of the false narratives were like when Marcus died, that he died from COVID. And the truth is, he was a type 2 diabetic, and he had a pre-existing heart condition that we didn't know about. And I tell in the book that he had had the hiccups for like 48 hours, and we didn't know then, but we know now that this is before he got COVID, that's the vagus nerve trying to tell you there's something going on with the heart. And of course, I've interviewed some of the greatest doctors, including Dr. Peter McCullough, who is an incredible cardiologist right here in Dallas. And so Marcus was recovering from COVID, but he still was having some issues with his breathing. And I go through that whole story. I was in the hospital room with him the whole time, the 17 days, and I couldn't leave the room, but they allowed me to stay. I had COVID myself and come through it fine with the different doctors that had been on and talked about the medicine that was being denied to a lot of the public, like the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, you know, all the things they said would help. I did that and came through it pretty good in about a week. He caught it and then had some breathing issues, had to go to the hospital. And but on the night before he passed, he ate a meal. We talked. He was still on oxygen. And then at exactly at 4 a.m. in the morning, Joshua Brown, my Australian son-in-law, was in the room with me. The alarm went off, and he graduated. They all came in with adrenaline and like 12 people working on him, I mean, within seconds. And I was just standing there, Lance, saying, I know he's going to be fine. Like, I had no doubt that he was going to stay here. I really felt like, you know, people were praying from all over the world. But at 4 a.m., he graduated to heaven, and it was a shock. And I just talk about that process of walking through it. And, you know, people say, well, when you go through something like that, is God going to be faithful? And I tell the story about my grandfather Trammell. He told me when I was a little girl, he's like, no, Joni, you always hold on to Jesus' hand because he'll never let go of yours. You'll have to let go of his. And I tell people quite simply, it's that way. I've been through so many storms, so many great victories, obviously, and blessings. But hey, if you leave out the storms, the trials, the valleys, that's where character is built. And I can look back at all the storms I've gone through and just say, hey, thank God Jesus was in front of me, leading me through. And that's the thing for people listening or watching, that Lance, God is going to bring them through. And so God was with me every step of the way. And at the moment you think, what am I going to do? How in the world are I going to continue? And, you know, we were about to celebrate 40 years of marriage. He was about to celebrate 50 years of ministry. But, you know, he accomplished more in one lifetime than most people could in three lifetimes. And you know that. But yeah, I mean, that was just one of several storms that I shared. But immediately, you know, on CNN and on some of the other, you know, Marcus Lamb, you know, died of COVID, and they, you know, had these doctors on and gave information, blah, 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 which I completely stand by today. And everything that we talked about has come true. And we see that now. But, you know, Marcus would have wanted me to continue with everything that we were doing, and with an even greater desire to see how many people we can take with us to heaven, because that's really what we're about more than anything else.
And I think it's kind of an interesting realization that you're starting off with no, I mean, you were doing the music and all the things you were doing, but you had to expand into his job description. So everything that he did, you had to pretty much learn while you're doing it. And overcoming.
Well, you know, this is the thing that was interesting, because I was with him from the beginning when we built the first station in the history of the state of Alabama. 1985, we came on the air in Montgomery, Alabama, the state capital, with Channel 45. I was there. I know what it takes to build a Christian television. I know about a transmitter and transmission line, and I know about, you know, cameras, and I know, you know, what we started with, which was hilarious. We started with a transmitter from the garbage dump. I mean, and so we started with nothing, very small beginnings. But through that, through the years, I actually knew, and we talked about every morning, we'd have a cup of coffee out on our back porch, and we'd talk about everything, business, et cetera, you know, the acquisition of TV stations, which we have over 100 of those. And he would discuss that with me. And about 3 years ago, he said, the only area you don't know at Daystar is programming. And he made me take that. And he said, I want you to learn it. And so I began to work with our director of programming and learn that as well. And you think, I look back at that now and I think, wow, you know, why did he make me do that? And I'm so thankful he did. So it wasn't so much a learning curve as much as it was just taking on that responsibility and making decisions with the gift of people that we have here at Daystar.
Okay. So just for my audience sake, this is, they don't know what programming is. What does that mean?
So Daystar is a 24-hour Christian television network, and we have programmers that are on 24/7, and they actually acquire time on Daystar, and we have over 100 different programmers. Like, you know, we have, you know, Joel Osteen, we have, of course, I do Table Talk, we have Joseph Prince, Joyce Meyer.
Don't miss the fact that I'm on at that critical 1 a.m. hour for the people that
and
are watching
my... And we have Lance Wanow on. Yes, we do.
I'm on the evening shift. For those of you insomniacs, between Mike Lindell commercials, you have me helping to get you to get you to sleep at night. All right, so you've done all that. But listen, I want to know about the ridiculous lawsuits. Do you really cover ridiculous lawsuits in your book? I know you can't talk about them.
To specific detail about every lawsuit.
Of course.
But from our beginning in 1985 to present, we have had 40 different lawsuits, and we won all of them. But it would be from when we were trying to start a station here, we were sued by a company that didn't want us to build the station. I mean, we've had different people at different times to bring ridiculous claims. But I'll just say that we won all 40.
Now, listen, that's...
I say to God be the glory for that. But again, it's not like, Lance, that you do what we do and expect no pushback. I mean, you know that better than anybody.
Yeah, they really don't like you sometimes. But this, listen, I didn't know 40 lawsuits. I want to write that down. 40 lawsuits, and you won them because somebody might think they're out of the will of God if they're having negative feedback. Like, are we sure doing what God called us to do? And there you got 40 lawsuits. I mean, my gosh, Pratt, that's lawfare. Now, look, you're in a field where is there anything, any illusions? What's the number one mistake people make when they look at Christians in media? And what do you think that is the biggest assumption they have that you would love to deliver them from?
Well, I think the fact that I'm being authentic in the book and I'm talking about things that I went through, personal struggles, things that happened. I mean, the loss of Marcus. I think that helps people to understand that we're just ordinary people, that we go through things. And really, anybody who knows God, anybody who is a Christian, you can't negate the verse that said, think it not strange that this fiery trial has come upon you, or, you know, that you're going to go through storms, or that you're going to have difficult moments, or you're going to, you know, not be on the mountaintop, but be in the valley. And the book is just saying to people that, look, you're going to go through things, but I need you to have the perspective and understand that God will not leave you. He will not forsake you, and He will take you through the storm. That the key is you've got to have Him on board, Lance. And if you try to go through a storm without Him being on board, then I don't know that you're going to make it through the storm. But I'm just telling you, if you hold onto His hand, He'll guide you through. He'll bring you through the other side, and He'll even take what you went through and use it to help people in the future. That's what God does.
Well, it's amazing what you have gone through right at the peak of the whole era of the COVID lockdowns and everything like that, and then to go through the kind of trauma that you had to go through. But people can get this at Lance Wallen. Those of you that are listening to the podcast, listen, you can go to lancewallen.com/Joni, J-O-N-I, and make sure that you get a hold of this book. What do you think, Joni, is the kind of people that are, you get feedback all the time because you're out speaking also. What are you hearing from people regarding what it is that they're responding to in your message? What is the audience telling you?
Well, it's been a tremendous response just because I think I spoke at a conference just a few weeks ago, and there were about 10 or 11,000 women there in Tulsa. And I asked the audience, I talked about, you know, walking through the storm, how many were about to go through a storm, in the middle of a storm, or had just come through a storm. And it was just almost like 90% of the audience raised their hand. So this is a subject that we can all relate to. Everyone needs to read the book because it will encourage them that God is going to be faithful. I just got a letter from a lady today, and she is a new widow. And she said, oh my goodness, I'm reading your book and it feels like you're telling my story. And I want you to know you have encouraged me to get back up again. And that's, you know, that's the word I want to give people. Like, don't be deterred from the storm that you're in right now. Know you're going to come through it, and know that on the other side of it, God has destiny for you to complete. Don't lay down now. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't faint. And so I share those very personal stories so that people can understand that we're just like everybody else. We all go through things. And I would rather be authentic and tell people than just to sit up here and pretend like I don't have an issue or problem, which we know that's not true for anybody in Christian television or anybody in the world that knows Jesus.
Exactly. And my answer to that same question, as you were answering, I was thinking, you know, what's difficult is the more visible you are, the more public everything you go through is. So most folks have the joy of not having people watch what's happening. But
and you've got social media and you have all these armchair quarterbacks and you have people that don't know your story and maybe read something on the internet that's not true.
Right.
And so, again, that's another reason why I wrote the book, because we are so visible and I want people to hear it directly from me, what happened, you know, in this situation and that situation and Marcus homegoing and then God bringing another man into my life. You know, one of the things that Marcus said, he passed in November of 2021. And he used to tell me this, Lance. He said, "Now, Joni, if anything were to ever happen to me, I would want you to remarry." And I would say, "I will never remarry." I was like, "You're not going anywhere, okay? Don't say that." But, you know, his words would reverberate with me later. And so I tell that story in the book of what happened, how God brought another man into my life and how I'm continuing to lead at Daystar. And we just launched Daystar Espanol, and Daystar has had two of its best years ever. And I say, to God be the glory, and I know Marcus is helping.
Oh, yeah, he's there. I mean, but listen, you just said something very important. Two of the best years ever. And this thought kept coming back to me while you were talking. If Marcus had had two of your best years ever, I'll be honest with you. I would have said, well, you guys are doing this right. You've done it for 40 years. You know what you're doing. But I think it even gives more glory to God that with the lead horse, you know, who liked to set the pace and the direction,
yeah,
being out of the picture. And then you, even if you had experience in what to do, just mm-hmm. being an ordinary person overcoming and having to process all this and then start on day one, connecting with all those millions of people. Look, the 2 years of greatest growth and increase is evidence that it isn't just human acumen or skill or dedication, but it's an anointing. There's a grace of God on Daystar. That's the only explanation you could have. Your greatest strength wouldn't be the 2 years. It should be your greatest vulnerability.
Yeah, and you're totally right on that. If there's one thing that I got right in this journey, is that God gets all the glory for everything that we're doing here at Daystar. I know we just, you know, I know you focus a lot on Israel and you've been on the show talking about that, but we're on in every home in Israel. And the Knesset came here, several members, probably 10 to 15 years ago, I don't remember the exact date, but they actually gave Daystar a license to broadcast into Israel. And so when this happened on October 7th, you know, I was asking the Lord, you know, what do we do? And he was like, go help my people. And so Daystar has literally sent millions of dollars to Israel to help in the time of trouble. And we, you know, we've purchased bulletproof vest and helmets and eye gear and food and shelters and ambulances. And we built hospital wings. I mean, I can't tell you how much Daystar has done. And I really do believe that also is a direct result of God's blessing on Daystar. Not only that, but we give him all the glory. And there's no way that I could do what I'm doing without him. And I am so aware of that.
I think it makes you more powerful. I mean, it really does. It's kind of like when I look at Catherine Coleman as she got older and I say, oh, that dear lady, she's like so frail. But then, like she would say, I feel that marvelous power of the Holy Ghost. And you'd see the power of God was even more conspicuous because of the limitations of our human condition. And I think I think we have to remember that when we are weak, he is strong. And so, Joni, we've just got a few minutes left here today. This book, you can get it at lancewellnow.com/JONI, Joni, Through the Storm. And we're talking about very transparent discussions about betrayals, lies, accusations, humiliations, and ridiculous lawsuits, but also God's supernatural grace, peace, resurrection power, and startling answers to prayer. I know I'm putting in the spot right now. Give me what comes top of mind to you for a startling answer to prayer. Have you ever had a startling answer to prayer? Like, oh, wow, that just...
Oh, my. So many miracles. So many miracles. One of them I write about in the book is when we came to Dallas, we had to build a tower, a TV tower. And for people in television, they understand you have to put your antenna, transmission line, et cetera. And while it was being built, which was miraculous how the Lord gave us the land and how Marcus found it, and we started building the tower, but there was a terrible accident where the winch operator slipped and we had two tower guys to fall 300 feet.
Oh my God.
And I remember when we first got the call, we thought they were dead, and went to the hospital. Miraculously, they survived, and we ended up leading one to the Lord in the hospital. And that was a miracle answer to prayer that God spared their life. And I remember one of the guys told me, you know, tower guys are tough. They're big and tough, and they have interesting language as well. But he told me, he said, you know, when I was falling, he said, I saw an angel come up under me and catch me. And he had no concept of even what he was talking about. And so there were many, many stories like that where God just miraculously intervened.
And I don't get the impression God is done raising up young couples like you and Marcus with outrageous vision and no experience. I mean, think about this. It's tough enough when you're in the business, competing in the business. Imagine pioneering in a business where you don't know what you're doing, but you're doing what God tells you to do, and God keeps building it. There are young couples out there that I think are listening to my broadcast that need the inspiration of your story. Will your book give them faith for their radical journey as well?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I think it really resonates with people who have gone through some tough stuff over the last couple of years, and you just don't feel like you've recovered. You just don't know if you can recover. And I'm telling you, after you read the book, you'll be like, okay, we can do this. And it can just reinvigorate that anointing that God has placed on your life to do what He's called you to do for such a time as this. It's no accident that you're born in this time, in this season. It's time to get up and do it, and don't allow the enemy to keep you down any longer.
Yeah, and what's amazing is I'm recording this on a day that corresponds to that very verse, 4:14 of Esther, where God has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. So I'm going to conclude on that note. We got 38 seconds. I want to thank you, Joni,
thank you, Lance,
for being so transparent, for imparting your life, for transforming the trauma and turning it into a testimony that it can help other people to triumph. And that's why they
Amen.
Want to
thank you for having me. And we love you, appreciate all that you do. And you're just a blessing to so many, and have you back here at the table real soon.
I love being at the table talk. You know that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Joni Lamb. I want to make sure you get this book at lancewalnut.com/Joni. And we'll all compare notes about what we got out of that. And I can't believe we're out of time. This just went right. That happens when I get together with Joni. Time flies. 40 lawsuits and 40 victories. Remember that. All of you, God will be your defender. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Did you enjoy this latest episode? Please remember to share it with your friends, because the more knowledge you have, the better equipped you are to navigate the world.